Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Five Questions With. Last week, we had some amazing guests on the show, and boy, did we deep dive into their worlds. But here's the best part. We also uncovered their fun and playful sides. Our host, Scott Fullerton, has a treat for you today. You see, Five Questions isn't just about serious stuff. We like to keep it light and quirky, too. We ask questions that let our guests show their wonderfully unique and playful sides. Imagine this. What would they do if they woke up as a squirrel one day? Or what's their favorite ice cream flavor that describes their personality? It's all about bringing out their hidden quirks and having a blast along the way. We believe that even the most successful and accomplished individuals have a fun side, and we're here to celebrate that. So get ready to witness the fun and playful side of our extraordinary guests. You'll laugh, you'll smile, and you might just discover a thing or two about them that you never knew. So sit back, grab a drink, and get ready for the show.
All right, everyone. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions With. And back in studio with me today, the amazing Derek Klein is here, also known as the fabulous Dolly Madison from beautiful West Seattle, good old Washington State. Derek, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. How are you, Scott?
I am amazing. We had a great talk earlier. If you missed it last week, be sure to check the link. We posted it up last week. Such a great talk, all about drag and just life in general and just learning how to be a good person. And Derek has an amazing story. So thank you for sharing with us last week. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You ready to play a little Five Questions, my friend?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Derek. If Dolly could only wear one wig for the rest of her performances forever, what color and style would it have to be?
Blonde and Veronica Lake style. Nice wig in the front. Yeah, that's my go-to.
Classy. I love classy. Very, very nice. And of course, those who don't know, Dolly Madison is a historical figure. So if you could have a drag showdown with any historical figure, who you want it to be and what would their drag name be?
Oh my gosh. A historical figure. You know what? It sounds strange, but I would have to say Dolly Madison. She was badass. Like, she like ran into a burning building to save art. Like, she was amazing. She was an incredible woman. I mean, I know a lot of people don't know a lot about her. They just know a lot about her husband. But let's see. What could her name be? You could always have dueling Dolly Madisons. I think that would be amazing.
Well, Dolly loves seeing other Dolly performers all the time, right? Dolly Parton. So I think Dolly, I think a Dolly versus Dolly is nothing new. I think it'd be an amazing thing, right? Oh my God.
So fun.
I love Dueling Dollies, the show. That would be amazing. All right. Very, very cool. Question number three, Derek. If you could invent a new ice cream flavor inspired by Dolly, what would it be called and what would you mix in it?
It would be pink. I would call it Bubblegum Barbie. And I would probably do it a pink sherbet. No mixins inside, but you'd have to put sprinkles on top of every scoop.
I like that. Very good. Very good. I love that. All right. Question number four. This is a two-parter for Derek and for Dolly. Which Disney character's outfit do you covet the most and wish you got to be a part of, both as Derek or as Dolly?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's her. It's Maleficent. It's always been Maleficent. Always. Ever since I was a child, it was Maleficent, which is weird.
For Derek or for Dolly?
Both. That thing, I was so drawn to Maleficent as a character, even in the movies. I had the Sleeping Beauty book with the little 45 record, and I remember drawings. I remember the costume design. I remember the collar and the horns and the step. I was always so enamored by her. She was always my favorite as a child. And then growing up, and as soon as I started drag, I was like, I'm doing Maleficent. Absolutely. So yeah, it's her all the way. It was never the princesses. I know everybody wants me to be Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty. I have no desire for that. I like the dark characters. Yeah.
I love that for you. That's amazing. That is so cool. All right. And question number 5, Derek, what is your best lip sync song, and who would you love to have a lip sync battle with on Drag Race?
Oh gosh. I can answer the first one better than the second one. Whitney Houston has a live concert version of Didn't We Almost Have It All. And when I do that one, I've actually received standing ovations, which I think is so weird because I'm like, y'all know I'm not singing, right? But again, having been a vocalist for almost my entire life, I know her breath work. I know her phrasing. I know how she can move her jaw for her vibrato. I know how to do all that. I've memorized it. I've studied it. I'm a quick study when it comes to characters. And that's probably by far one of my best lip syncs. And it's a long, it's like a over 5-minute number and a ballad. So, which is challenging, but it's by far probably one of my best lip syncs. And a lip sync battle. Let me think really quickly. You know who was actually always killer with lip sync was Morgan McMichaels. Mm. Morgan McMichaels can lip sync the F out of everything. Her dialogue, even like the stuff she would pull from Joan Collins when she would do David Bowie from The Labyrinth. And I performed with Morgan McMichaels, and her lip sync is always so on point. It's unclockable. It's flawless. It's always been flawless. Yeah, it would be her.
That would be a great thing to see.
Yeah.
Well, Derek Klein, you made it through 5 questions, my friend. Thank you so much for playing. I appreciate it. Remind my fantastic listeners here where they can find you if they find themselves in West Seattle, and where they can follow you on social media.
Sure. Yeah. If anybody's visiting Seattle, you can find me in at the Lumberyard Bar. That's for Dolly and the DJ every Saturday. You can also find me on social media on Facebook at Dolly Madison, or you can find me at Instagram at Queen Dolly Madison. That's with a K-W-E-E-N, Dolly Madison, on the Insta.
Fantastic. Stay on the line for me, Derek. Okay. Guys, if it's Tuesday, it's always time for another 5 questions with. Again, be sure to check out my full interview with Derek right down in the link below there. And we hope to see you next time. Enjoy the rest of your week. We have a couple of great Left of Straight Show interviews coming up this week, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye, everyone. If it's Tuesday, guys, it's time for another 5 questions with. Welcome back, everyone. In studio with me today, Adam Brandley is here from Sub Radio. We had a fantastic talk last week. If you missed it, be sure to check out the link below. The band is just an amazing band. They've been going at it for over 16 years now. They are planning the new album. They have a tour coming out in September. Adam, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
Hey, doing great.
I appreciate you taking the time for our interview earlier. We're going to play a little goofy 5 questions here. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Question number 1. We talked a little bit about in your interview how you guys very much are kind of take on different roles in the band. Everyone has something to do and kind of helps get you guys to the next level. If Sub Radio was a superhero team, what would each member's superpowers be?
Ooh, all of them. Okay. Let's see. So, this is actually such a great question. I feel like I need to give it some thought. Okay. So, Michael's superpower is, the power of positive thinking.
I love that.
It's not really a superpower, but he does already have it. So that's a benefit. Let's see. Oh, this is such a good question because I know there are good answers for everybody. John already has a superpower, which is that John can play any song back to you having heard it one time.
Really? Wow.
And so he doesn't need another one. He's got plenty of powers. Let's see. I would choose the power of invisibility, because nice. I'm an introvert trying to be the front man of a band. And I think I'm gonna be nice and give that one to Matt also, because I think he could use it sometimes.
Nice. We have left Kyle maybe.
And we have Kyle left. Kyle would certainly take an invisibility cloak also. But Kyle is like our handy guy. And so I feel like, I don't know, I feel like he would like build an Iron Man suit or something.
I love that. Mr. Tech Wizard, I like that. Very cool. Good answers. Question number two. You guys have had some fun videos of different things your fans have given you, some great gifts that are amazing. What's the weirdest fan request you've ever received?
Oh, man. We get some, so we have a Cameo account, which doesn't get used very often.
Right.
But we will do cameos, and we've gotten some requests on Cameo that, despite the fact that they're for money, we have not done them. because people will like script out scenarios for us to act like we're in their fan fiction.
Oh my gosh.
And we're not going to do that. So those, I don't think your listeners should be subjected to the details of any of those, but that's the kind of thing.
That is hilarious, though. I want you to send me those scripts off air. That's all there is to it. All right. Well, Subradio has been playing some amazing tours lately. So question number three, you're with the big boys now. You're playing Madison Square Garden and the Forum in L.A. What is the rider that Subradio has to have? What does Adam need to have in his dressing room when he shows up to these things? What is your dream rider?
Dream rider is a good one. I'll tell you what our rider is right now, which is a fruit tray from the grocery store and coffee and water.
Guys are asking a lot there.
We really are yeah, prima donnas. But I think we would probably like alcohol on our rider if we had the means to ask for it. We're the kind of guys that like to have exactly two drinks before you play the show, nice. Because that's the exact level of energy that you need to be at. And so that would be great. I could go for a rider that allows us to set up our switches in the green room, our Nintendo switches at the green room, at each venue. So like maybe we could ask for them to like have a certain size TV and a Switch dock already in place, and like,
that
would be our big ask. Maybe a projector. Nice.
still very doable, I think. What's a big screen TV and a couple of videos?
Yeah, right.
I like that.
TVs are nice. Cheap as hell now.
All righty. Well, back on tour, question number four. What's the most unusual or item you just have to have when you go on tour? Do you have any comfort thing you have to have, or what do you have to have when you go on tour, just for yourself personally?
I need to be cocooned in order to sleep. So I sleep with a blackout eye mask and earplugs.
Nice.
And so I definitely need those two things. We're kind of all finicky sleepers in our own way. But I am fully in the like spa treatment, cannot hear, cannot see.
There you go. You got to treat yourself, as they say. I like that. You make sure you have those. All right. And question number five, Adam, if you had to describe the band's music as an ice cream flavor, what would you call it? Ooh. What would be in it?
Ooh. That's interesting. I can create a new flavor. I was considering what ice cream flavor is Subradio, which is also a
No,
great
you
question.
Get to create, my friend. Use those powers of creativity of yours.
Ooh. Okay. So it would be a chocolate base, because that is superior. I think it would be something like Moose Tracks, where there's a bunch of stuff in it, because That's how we write the music. Is we're trying to stuff as many parts and hooks into it as possible. And also because it's extremely messy and not traditional ice cream. And that is also everything that we're doing. So I'm going to say chocolate mousse tracks, but like there's something weird, like there's pistachios in it too or something.
Nice. Good answer. Adam Bradley, you made it through 5 questions. Woohoo.
All right. Good job,
my friend. Well, I appreciate so much having you back. Remind everyone where they can find your social media, where they can find your website. Guys, don't be cheap-ass bastards. Buy the merch. Have some fun. Buy the albums. We need to support bands anytime we can. Where can we find you, my friend?
You can follow the band at Subradio Band. That's everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all that. And if you're looking for tour dates or merch or pictures of us, you can find them on our website, which is sub-radio.com.
Amazing. Stay on the line for me. Adam, thank you and your bandmates for such great queer representation and allyship. We always appreciate it. Guys, we appreciate you listening to Left of Straight Show. If it's Tuesday, it's always time for 5 questions with. Enjoy the rest of your week. We've got 2 more Left of Straight Show interviews coming up in the next couple of days. We will see you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our bonus podcast, 5 Questions With. Be sure to look for us every Tuesday as we bring back some of your favorite guests from the previous week's interviews and some special Best of 5 Questions guests as well. If you haven't subscribed yet or hit the like button, tap those buttons now to help other people find Left of Straight podcasts. We appreciate you for listening and look for our interviews with your favorite LGBTQ and straight allies from entertainment, foodies, music, books, and advocacy. We'll see you next week, because if it's Tuesday, it's time for 5 Questions With.